This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. High-level Governance Reform Commission holding meeting today aiming to make public services more accessible and hassle-free. House of Representatives continues deliberations on a preparation bill. Nepal Under-16 secure victory over Singapore in ACC Men's East Zone COP 2025. And U.S. bombs three nuclear sites in Iran. Iran warns of escalating consequences. Now the news in detail. The second meeting of the High-Level Governance Reform Commission, chaired by Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli, is holding meeting today. Dr. Bhishma Kumar Bhushal, Joint Secretary at the Office of the Prime Minister, stated that the meeting will focus on making public services simpler, more accessible and hassle-free. Formed under the Prime Minister's leadership, the Commission held its inaugural meeting on June 18th. It includes Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Poril, Home of Affairs Minister Ramesh Lekhak, Law Minister Ajay Kumar Chaurasia, and Minister for Federal Affairs Rajkumar Gupta. The Commission is tasked with reforming the physical and human structures, procedures, and technology of service bodies to reduce delays, improve coordination, eliminate duplication, and enhance efficiency. It will also work on streamlining administrative frameworks, laws, and regulations to foster better cooperation among Nepal's three levels of government. Deliberations on the appropriation bill concerning various ministries continue in the House of Representatives despite protests from opposition Rashtriya Swatantra Party. According to the agenda released by the Federal Parliament Secretariat, members of the Parliament will discuss the budget allocations for the Ministry of Youth and Sports, Ministry of Women, Children and Senior Citizens, Ministry of Finance, Ministry of Urban Development, Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers, Secretariat of the National Planning Commission, Office of the President and the Office of the Vice President. Proposals for expenditure quotes in the budget allocations for these ministries and offices submitted by some lawmakers will also be presented in the House meeting. The Kali-Gandaki Corridor Road in Gulmi remains closed to vehicular traffic after being blocked by a dry landslide last Friday. The landslide occurred along the Harmichur Urbani section in Gurgure under Kali-Gandaki Rural Municipality 1. According to Municipality Chair Bed Bahadur Thapa, despite the deployment of three dozers at the site, continuous landslides are hampering clearance efforts. He added that the prolonged road closure has caused significant hardship for local residents. 35 Nepali youths lured with promises of jobs and later held captive in Kasipur of India's Uttarakhand have been rescued. According to the Nepali embassy in New Delhi, the victims were subjected to beating, torture and extortion. The rescue was carried out on Thursday following detectives from Nepal's Ministry of Following directives rather from Nepal's Ministry of Foreign Affairs in coordination with the Uttarakhand Police and local NGO Keen India. Several suspects have been arrested and investigations are ongoing. Efforts are also underway to locate and rescue more Nepali youths believed to be held in other locations in Uttarakhand. The rescued individuals will be repatriated in Nepal after completing the necessary legal procedures. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 PM English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. The US has bombed Froda and other two key nuclear sites in Iran. According to the BBC, the US reportedly used heavy bunker bursting bombs dropped from B-2 strategic stealth bombers and Tomahawk cruise missiles. In a televised address to the nation, U.S. President Donald Trump hailed the operation as a spectacular military success, warning Iran to quickly make peace or face far greater attacks.
Tonight I can report to the world that the strikes were a spectacular military success. Iran's key nuclear enrichment facilities have been completely and totally obliterated. Iran, the bully of the Middle East, must now make peace. If they do not, future attacks will be far greater and a lot easier. I want to thank and congratulate Prime Minister Bibi Netanyahu. We worked as a team like perhaps no team has ever worked before.
Iran's foreign ministry has issued a statement slamming the U.S. latest strikes on its nuclear facilities as a gross and unprecedented violation of international law and saying it has the right to resist such aggression. Iran's foreign minister Saeed Abbas Araghchi has condemned the strikes as outrageous and says Iran is reserving all options to defend its sovereignty. After the U.S. strikes, multiple blasts were heard over Jerusalem and sirens in Jordan as the Israeli military said defensive systems were operating to intercept Iranian missiles. The Israeli military says that its air force has just begun a new wave of attacks against military targets in western Iran. At least 8 people have died in a hot air balloon accident in southern Brazil. The BBC cited the governor of Santa Catarina state as saying the balloon carrying 21 passengers crashed Saturday morning in Paraí Grande. 13 people, including the pilot, survived and no one is reported missing. Brazil's National Civil Aviation Agency is investigating the incident, focusing on the aircraft's condition and crew. According to the pilot, who survived, a fire broke out inside the basket, prompting him to lower the balloon. As it neared the ground, he instructed passengers to jump. Some managed to escape, but others were caught by growing flames. Now, sports update. Nepal under-16 cricket team had secured a convincing 6-wicket victory against Singapore under-16 and the ACC Men's under-16 East Zone Cup 2025 today. The match took place at the UKM Oval Ground in Malaysia, where Nepal successfully chased a target of 139 runs set by Singapore in 33.3 overs, losing only 4 wickets in the process. Prasidh Jaishi starred with 55 runs, while captain Bipin Sharma led the bowling attack with an impressive haul of 4 wickets, playing a pivotal role in securing the win for Nepal. The tournament features 10 teams competing in the under-16 category, hosted by Malaysia from June 22nd to July 5th. These teams are split into two groups of 5, with Nepal placed in Group A alongside Singapore, Indonesia, Bhutan and Japan. Group B includes Malaysia, Hong Kong, Thailand, the Maldives, and Myanmar. Nepal enters the tournament as the defending champion, having won the previous edition in 2023. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at many places of Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumini provinces, along with the hilly regions of the country and at some places of the rest of the country. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places in the hilly region of Kushi province, along with Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumini provinces. Light snowfall is likely to occur at a few places in the high mountainous region of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. High-level governance reform commission holding meeting today aiming to make public services more accessible and hassle-free. House of Representatives continues deliberation on appropriation bill. Nepal under-16 secure victory over Singapore in ACC Men's East Zone Cup 2025. And U.S. bombs 3 nuclear sites in Iran. Tehran warns of everlasting consequences. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.